what really revs me up for the episode is the banter.
I don't know if the banter.
I think it will. In fact, I think it will resonate.
We're the ultimately create double banter, which is exactly what we want.
But we do not really care for the banter to be better.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's enthralling episode of Know-It-All with Tay and Kay.
I've very much been looking forward to this episode. Today, we will be discussing what is unquestionably one of the most stunning accomplishments in all human history.
Okay, objectively speaking, today's topic has become a household name as common as Google, Kleenex, or the Foreman Grill.
It is the information center of the future.
Yeah.
Today.
Sure. We are, of course, referring to
Wikipedia. Taylor, when did you first discover the greatness of Wikipedia?
I can't say that I've ever seen its greatness.
What?
I've experienced its goodness.
Goodness.
More appropriately, its okayness, or maybe mediocreness.
I believe the word would be mediocrism.
Right. I've witnessed its mediocrism.
Well, what in your mind keeps it from being great?
For one, it's on the internet.
And?
The internet is fleeting and intangible. It may as well not exist, but a book? Even if my only sense was smell, I could sniff my way to brilliance at any town library.
But we use the internet every day. I mean, aside from our 2 a.m. monthly broadcast on the college radio station, our only venue is the internet.
Yeah, not anymore.
Huh?
I deleted our webpage this morning.
What? Why?
To prove a point.
What point?
This one.
You are very vindictive today.
What does that mean?
Vindictive?
Yeah.
Get a dictionary if you want to know so bad. Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Swish.
Okay, so books, like horse-drawn buggies and kettle corn, may have their place, niche though it may be. But let me ask you something, Taylor.
Shoot.
If I were to ask you to take out one of those encyclopedias, could you read me an article about Abraham Lincoln?
Of course.
Of course. And what about baseball?
No problem.
Everybody Loves Raymond?
Well, no, but that's only because I have the 1984 edition.
How about Neil deGrasse Tyson? YouTube. Buffalo chicken wings.
No, unfortunately.
Taylor, with Wikipedia, I could tell you everything you ever wanted to know about buffalo chicken wings.
Kevin, that's as tempting as a 20-piece combo slathered in a zesty teriyaki glaze. But I'm a man of my word. No Wikipedia for me.
Wheel it in, Logan!
Is this the 2015 Britannica?
You bet! Wow.
Wait, where did you get the money for that?
The van budget.
We really need to stop proving our points in such a dramatic fashion.
True. Moving along, though, Taylor. Is there any article in that crisp new lexicon about Know-It-All with Tay and Kay?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Let's see. Ninjutsu, Nipple, Nitro, Richard Nixon, Nocturnal Emissions. Wait a minute. No, this must be some sort of mistake.
That's no mistake. Even though paper encyclopedias are riddled with them, we weren't even mentioned in the index.
What?
I checked. If you want to learn about the fascinating history of our podcast, aside from our website, the only available outlet is Wikipedia.
Ugh, fine. Throw me that laptop.
Here. Okay, just use my desktop. Look up Butterfingers while you're at it.
Fine. Oh, look at that. There's her picture and everything.
Oh, you look good.
Yeah, you too. Let's see here. Know-It-All with Tay and Kay. Made it to the top, buddy. Is a satirical podcast about the fragility of information in the hands of the wrong people.
Wait, what?
There is nothing satirical about our podcast.
Wait, let me see that. Taylor and Kevin portray two adults whose childish perceptions send them from blatant facts into absurd rationalizations through polluted reasoning? Well, that's just not true at all!
What is this? At times, they both attempt to be informative and at times humorous and manage with great success to fail at both. Who wrote this?
We don't try
Logan?
To be funny.
Is there an author on
we
this?
We just are funny.
Where can I find
that's
the
just
author?
How it is!
Kevin, who authored this?
It's not gonna say.
I'm not gonna write to Wikipedia right now. You see, Kevin, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Wikipedia is an unreliable, slanderous e-rag designed to be lapped up by weak-minded buffoons.
Well, Taylor, you're forgetting the key point about Wikipedia. We can rewrite the article ourselves.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who knows more about us than we do?
We're experts on the subject.
All right. Well, let's do this. Know It All with Tay and Kay is a...
Podcast.
This is already going so well. A podcast whose sole purpose is to disseminate truth and spark curiosity by thoroughly investigating myriad topics.
Yeah.
Their goal is to literally cover all information
that there is. That sounds good. Okay, the show has two hosts. Taylor, a well-spoken, humble intellectual with a penchant for subtle wordplay and rich emotional connection to his vibrant storytelling.
Oh, you are too kind. And Kevin, whose edgy attitude and radical lifestyle provide profound psychological depth which often transcends the medium of the podcast.
I would say that we are already on the path of transcending the medium of Wikipedia with this chunky, evocative prose.
Ooh, this article could change everything.
Add a whole nother lane to the information superhighway.
You should put in a remark about how we provide information in a much more reliable and easily consumed package than Wikipedia ever could.
I definitely will.
Maybe something about our personal lives.
Yeah, like how you have the third largest collection of shoehorns in the contiguous 48 states.
Yeah, or how you were a member of the team which developed the original cookie bouquet.
Low-hanging fruit, really.
Oh, don't be modest.
No, okay, okay. Maybe I helped it along.
Come on now. You shaped it into a gift basket phenomenon.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just clear to me, you know? People love cookies. Right. People love flowers. Yeah. Bam! Edible cookie display arranged in the form of a bouquet of flowers.
Bam.
I mean, who wouldn't love that? Good gift for moms, girlfriends, boyfriends, kids, teethed infants, old people, poor people.
Diabetics.
My God.
It's okay.
What have I done?
I don't have to write that part into the article.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Right, that Kevin helped develop a much-loved gift idea which can be enjoyed by just about everyone, but diabetics.
You didn't mean to exclude
But us. I did exclude them, and that's the truth, and the truth is what Wikipedia is all about.
But does it really apply to our podcast?
Write it!
Okay. All right. But first, let me finish this section about my shoehorns. I've barely articulated the difference between a shoehorn and a bootjack.
Like there is a difference.
Huh?
Taylor, may I suggest that we relent from attempting to multitask, put the PC to sleep, and underail ourselves?
I was just about to go into the underground ivory shoehorn.
Taylor?
Yes, of course. You're right. We were discussing cookies arranged like flower bouquets.
Right. See, the beauty of it really is in its simplicity.
I would offer that the beauty isn't how delicious it is.
You certainly wouldn't be wrong.
No?
No.
Logan's trying to say something.
Logan, our producer, seems to be mouthing something to us through the soundproof glass.
Something with a W. Woo, woo, woo.
Weep. Wheel.
Wookie. Something.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's shaking his head.
Wookie beetle ale?
That doesn't make any sense.
Logan, that doesn't make any sense.
He's writing now.
Right. Wikipedia. That was why we're here.
Apologies, listeners. We got sidetracked.
And then unsidetracked.
And then re-sidetracked.
Well, double re-sidetracked.
Right, double re-sidetracked.
And then...
double un-re-sidetracked.
So, let's continue our discussion of Wikipedia.
Immediately. But first, a word from our sponsors. My daughter's birthday is tomorrow, and I want it to be super special. I've got clowns, streamers, a petting zoo, a moon bounce, and a giant cake. But it's still missing that special something that'll send it over the top. Any ideas, Kevin?
I've got it. How about some bubbles?
What's a bubble?
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, well, bubble is a shiny sphere that floats in the air.
Well, we already have balloons. Kevin, gosh, your birthday's gonna be a disaster.
No, you see, they're not quite balloons. They're made of soapy water.
Well, what do?
They float around.
Oh, that's cool. Like, forever?
No, they fall in a few seconds.
That's it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, do they even feel cool?
No, in fact, if you touch them, they pop.
That's terrible. God, you know how she gets on these crying jacks. I knew it! This birthday's gonna be a disaster. No two ways about it.
Yeah, but there's...
Save your breath, Kevin. I've heard enough about these bubbles. Thanks for nothing.
Bubbles. They aren't good for much, but... yeah.
Kevin, what was that you've got mail sound I heard over the commercial break?
Oh, I just got a very provocative email.
You still use AOL?
Scoff all you want, but 9.7 is tops. But I digress. The email I received was from none other than Wikipedia itself.
What's it say?
It says, "Dear Kevin... Wikipedia has taken notice of your prolific article editing prowess and would like to invite you and one friend to come join the Wikipedia team. Sincerely, Wikipedia. Yeah! Can you believe it? I mean, after all this work,
we can stop after all this time,
oh my God,
we're gonna be recognized.
It's going to be a whole new life for us.
Buddy.
Wikipedia is supposed to pay so well.
That was how it began.
In the midst of recording our Wikipedia episode, we were invited by Wikipedia to Wikipedia.
Did you ever stop to think exactly why we were invited?
Well, I figured Wikipedia saw the improved draft of our article, swooned over its beautiful lyrical text, and decided to snatch me up to join the team.
Not me. I found the email to be rather curt and ominously vague, so although I agreed to tag along, I was scared.
I was positively jazzed. I mean, I'd been in the market for a new job for far too long.
Yeah, whatever. While figuring out how to contact Wikipedia was certainly difficult, finding its central headquarters was even more so.
Responding to Wikipedia's emails always returned with delivery failures, and the Contact Us link on the homepage, oddly enough, links to a P.O. box in Boise, Idaho.
True TNK followers will recall that Idaho is an unusual place, a featureless, bleak Bermuda Triangle whose people engage in strange customs and stranger eating habits.
We knew that any letter we sent to Wikipedia would likely be lost to the cosmos upon crossing the Idaho border, but we wrote one anyway, and the strangest thing happened.
I opened my mailbox to insert the letter, and inside the mailbox I found a black envelope addressed to us with a large W where the return address should be. We tore open the letter and a cloud of spores attacked us.
I would say the spores merely pestered us.
Well, whatever. We went to the computer and looked up clouds of epistolary spores on Ask Jeeves.
And wouldn't you know it? The first thing that appeared was a link to Wikipedia's page on spores, so we clicked it.
And instead of a web page on spores, the screen went black, and written in a neon green, Matrix-esque font were the words, "Bus station outside of town. 3 a.m. Wear a rose on your lapel."
Disturbing. So I threw out all my suits when I went full anime, so I had to wear Taylor's wedding tuxedo.
And I snatched up a handsome pre-owned tuxedo from Craigslist.
Now, it was pouring rain at the bus station when the automated driverless van rolled up.
Reminiscent of our hypothetical heisting adventures. So
we hopped right in with no reluctance.
10 hours of comfortable silence later, the sliding door sprang open, and we were flung into an empty parking garage.
Empty except for a single red door on the wall. We went to the door and knocked.
A small mechanical eye popped out through a knee-high hatch in the door, looked us up and down, and the door slid open.
It was probably checking out our tuxedos.
A beige, boxy-looking plastic robot on three very squeaky wheels was there to greet us.
It, too, was wearing a tuxedo.
Welcome, podcasters, to Wikipedia, the font of all human knowledge.
Guess he's never heard of the podcast.
Follow me.
Oh, no, man. Come on, Taylor. Let's follow the robot. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, ever seen the Iron Giant?
There is nothing to be afraid of, human. No human has died inside of the halls of Wikipedia in 310 days.
See?
Let's hope it's at least 311.
We followed the robot through a vast, dingy, municipal-looking hallway. It seemed endless.
As if the end was hidden behind the curvature of the earth.
One side was spotted with the occasional unmarked door. The other was encrusted with circuit boards and exposed live wiring.
Occasionally, the robot would enter a door, and we, lost without him, followed. In each of the rooms was a monochromatic monitor, grimy keyboard, and three other doors leading to who knows where. I didn't know if I could just trust this so-called robot, so I left a trail of jelly beans just in case.
Do you always keep jelly beans in your pocket?
Yes.
Can I have some?
Are you leaving a trail of some kind?
No.
Then there's your answer. Where are we? None of these doors are in any order. Look, there's Turkish lettering systems, and here's the history of apple butter.
Hey, robot, where can we find the article about Know-It-All with Tay and Kay?
Flagged for removal.
What?
Wait. Robot, where are you taking us?
The editor has requested a meeting with you.
The editor? We followed the robot for another hour or so until we came to a massive, rusted iron door.
Enter, fellow geniuses.
Odd. There aren't any doors in here.
I've never seen a room with so many lights that was so dark.
What's that smell?
Nothing. It's the smell of nothing.
It's almost too much.
A floor panel lit up suddenly and expectantly, like a spotlight awaiting a performer to step into it.
The robot we had been following around slowly wheeled its way to the center of it.
Behold, the editor.
Suddenly, a slot opened up in the floor, and the robot plummeted to what we can only assume was its death.
Just then, we heard a telltale squeaking, and another robot stood before us, naked as the day it was born.
Yo!
Humans, You have come far in your quest for knowledge.
Actually, we came for trophies. A medal or a ribbon would also be acceptable.
For you, maybe.
You have both expressed a desire to obtain and disseminate all human knowledge through the cosmos. Should you choose to accept it, I, Wikipedia, will give you this power.
Deal! I'll take it!
Suddenly, a hatch in the ceiling opened up, and what looked like some sort of ancient idol floated down amidst a cascade of blinding light.
What is it?
Is it? It is. It's the Encyclopedia Britannica!
Oh, come on! A paper encyclopedia?
Oh, wow, those pages are so crisp. I can smell my IQ rising as I skim through it.
Anything about us?
Doesn't seem like it. Yeah.
One of you may leave with this knowledge, but in order to do so, the other must perish. Which will you choose? Ignorance or death?
Death! Wait, Taylor! You can just have my copy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, never mind, Wikipedia. We choose ignorance.
Oh, God, we are smart.
How do we get out of here?
Then you can dwell in a world of perpetual darkness.
Suddenly, with a brilliant flash of darkness, we awoke.
Kevin. Kevin.
What?
Are you awake? Kevin, wake up! Come
Where
on, buddy!
We? Oh, human knowledge! Oh! Taylor. Oh, God, wow, you look very emaciated. Oh,
thank you, you're looking slim, too.
God. How long were we in there?
The length of my beard is any indication. I'd say almost 4 weeks. Wait, why don't you have a beard?
I don't know. My face is as smooth as sick. I don't know! Where are we?
I don't know, but we better get out of this sun before it gets the best of us. I think I hear traffic coming from over there.
We walked towards the sound of traffic for about 30 minutes. Eventually, we came across the Jersey Turnpike about 2 miles outside of Trenton.
We walked to the nearest habitable town.
Philadelphia.
Got to a motel room, and in the motel parking lot, we saw something neither of us could believe.
Taylor. Is that...
Oh my God.
The Tay&K research van?
Oh wow, I thought it was destroyed in Idaho.
And look! The keys are in my tuxedo pocket!
Let's get the hell out of here.
After crossing several state lines, we returned home. We may never know what truly happened.
I think if Wikipedia wanted us to know what would happen, we would know. Whether it's reliable or not, it can't be understated that Wikipedia is powerful and to be respected, if not feared.
And I fear that we have to take a quick break for our sponsors.
Regards, ladies and gentlemen. I am the world-famous chef Beauregard Thompson. While I'm known primarily for my exotic soufflés and savory torchons, I take great pride in the cleanliness of my kitchen and food. That's why I developed Harry's Hair Nets, the comfortable, convenient, all-natural way to protect your culinary masterpieces from the omnipresent danger of hair follicle contamination. Chef's hats are pretentious, expensive, and uncomfortable, and their volatile shape will ensure that they will most certainly tip into your amuse-bouches at the drop of a hat. As one might say, shaving all of the hair off your face and upper body can be time-consuming, expensive, and painful. Hair nets, by contrast, are lightweight, disposable, and can be easily adapted to fit over even the largest of human frames. The shirtless preparation of food is a time-honored French tradition, and only Harry's Hair Nets give the user the ability to cook sans chemise, without compromising on sanitation. Simply send a check or money order to Harry's Hair Nets, along with the detailed measurements and circumference of the skull and your body, as well as a substantial sample of the head and body hair. In 6 to 8 weeks' time, our hair scientist will craft for you a box of 10 custom hand-woven hair nets tailored just for your body and head's unique shape, woven in an elegant French lace pattern. With Harry's Hair Nets protecting your food from the detrimental effects of human hair contamination, you'll go from saucier to bossier in no time at all. Bon appétit.
Wikipedia has no apparent shortcomings. By all outward appearances, Wikipedia is truly the sum of all human knowledge.
Yes! Glad to have you on the team!
Not so fast. I'm no fan, just an admirer of well-formatted web pages. I would dare to say that Wikipedia has a variety of hidden, micro shortcomings. I will demonstrate. Kevin, log on to Wikipedia.
With pleasure. Ugh. Wait, hold on. Something seems to be amiss.
Oh, go ahead, keep trying.
It's not working.
Hmm.
Come on. Work.
Something wrong with your precious Wikipedia, Kevin?
Of course not. It's your computer that must be rejecting it. Come on, load! No, that's all right. You know, I'll just use my phone.
Think again.
No bars.
That's right. The reception here is terrible. You see, Wikipedia's fragile. It's weak like a fish.
Lies! Wikipedia is strong like a pony!
Wrong. Wikipedia is made of technology, and technology has one weakness.
Water? You mean...
That's right. I submerged your router and modem in the fish tank. Try accessing the internet from the bottom of a plastic pirate ship, Kevin.
Taylor, did you remember to unplug them?
Oh my god. Oh my god, my fish! Goldilocks! My darling! No, breathe, damn you! Breathe! Kevin, look up fish CPR. I need help.
I can't. The internet.
Why, my Britannica's in the Hall of Knowledge.
Taylor, there's no time. Maybe if we had Wikipedia handy, we could resuscitate poor Goldilocks, but we don't. And now look at you.
Oh, God.
A damp, crying man with stinky hands and a dirty mustache. A savage. Come a on. Luddite. A Come mook. On. Here, hand her over.
Sure. Do you think she'll be okay?
Taylor, I know for a fact she won't.
Do you see now? Do you see? If I hadn't had to show you how fragile our connection to the digital world can be, my koi would still be alive. And now she's swimming in an electrified fish tank in heaven.
Don't be so sure, Taylor. That fish could just as easily have been destined for hell.
Yeah.
Taylor, look, I will give it to you. Wikipedia is a fragile digital ecosystem. The powers which govern it, experience has shown, are greater than you or I. The power within it is potentially limitless, yet it dangles precariously from a thread of ones and zeros. Wikipedia is like a Fabergé egg, beautiful to behold, but once you crack it open, you find treasures of all kinds.
While it may be fragile now, it's still in its infant stages, and software biologists predict that by the time Wikipedia reaches its 18th birthday in 2019, it will have enough information stored to become aware.
Interesting.
Scientists fear that once Wikipedia attains sentience, he or she, depending on how it identifies, could hold all of our information hostage and charge high tariffs to access even the most banal of pages.
My Wikipedia would never do such a thing, though, and the only people who feel it would are doomsday prophets who buy into the worst-case scenario 100% of the time. Taylor, imagine a world where the newly realized and mature Wikipedia is present to answer 100% of your queries all the time through phones and laptops and all sorts of devices. Wikipedia could observe and store all human knowledge, much of which we don't even know about.
What you are talking about is an age with no mystery, with no confusion, with no ignorance.
A utopia.
Kevin, in that case, we'd be out of a job.
No, we wouldn't, because our podcast would be... on people's phones.
Our podcast would be history. We would become obsolete.
No, I refuse to believe it.
You'd have to go back to your old job.
I can't go back to the cookie boutique. Those guys are assholes.
Wikipedia is about to inherit the human race.
Unless we pull the plug?
Kevin, we went to Wikipedia, and although there were cords aplenty, nary a plug could be found.
I guess then, our only option would be to make sure Wikipedia stayed chock full of false information.
Yeah. This is something which must be done to ensure our futures, and in order to lead through example, Kevin and I will make the ultimate sacrifice.
Huh?
Kevin, did you submit that revised Wikipedia page about our podcast yet?
You're not suggesting...
Yeah, I sure am, Kevin. Let the Wikipedia page remain the lie that it is.
You don't know what you're asking me to do.
Yes, I do. I'm asking you to advertise to the world that you and I are fools... and that this podcast is a mockery of the very idea of knowledge.
I can't.
You must.
I can't.
For the children.
There. It is accomplished.
Praise be. I'm proud of you, Kevin. Because that is another episode in the bag.
Well done, Taylor. I think we did very little dilly-dally.
Yeah, maybe the least yet.
Hey, I've got something special for you.
Oh, is it a muffin?
It is not.
What about a new hat?
No way. That fez is here to stay.
It is fuzzy. Is it some sort of correspondence from an audience member?
Not quite. It's listener mail.
Oh, of course.
And this one comes from Samantha in Eugene, Oregon. She writes, Dear Tay.
And Kay.
No, actually, this one is just for you.
Oh.
It reads, Dear Tay, your vocal capabilities portraying Benedict Arnold in the epic trilogy of Information, which was your founding father's podcast, has sincerely rocked my world, and I don't ever think I will be the same. The mahogany timbre of your velvet voice, when filtered through a sultry British accent, is enough to send chills down my spine and send ideas through my head of taking you by the hair and...
And what?
I can't read it out loud on the air. It gets very explicit.
Oh, yeah?
In a very fetishy way.
Yeah?
No, not in a good one.
Oh.
Yeah, it goes on like this for a while. The hell is a scandal flogger?
I don't know. Maybe we could do an episode about them.
Okay, here we go. She says, keep that voice buttery and sweet, and you can be my Benedict anytime.
Oh.
XOXO, Samantha Gillette, Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Samantha. I'm touched by your volumes of information. I, you know, can only say that I wish that you had gone off of my my looks instead of just my incredible voice, but I'll take one. I do have to say, though, I am a married man with numerous children, and it's just not... most of the things that you propose in this volume are kind of out of the realm of possibility for me physically and also emotionally. But I thank you for suggesting.
I'd say this is more fan fiction than a letter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, keep up the fan fiction then. I mean, if we're at the stage where we have fan fiction, I'm pretty impressed.
There's definitely some good wordage here.
Yeah, well, I mean, 10K makes smart audience members. It's not pretend.
That's no lie. So thank you for at least supporting that and such.
Yeah, we really, really, I really appreciate it. And, well, that's about all. Thank you for joining us this week and listening to our most informative episode about Know It All with Tay and Kay.
I'm Kay.
I'm Tay. And join us next week when we discuss sleep.
This episode of Know It All with Tay and Kay was brought to you by Pete's Pillows for Men.
Hey, Tay here. You know, you can always follow us on Twitter. Just check out our Twitter handle, @TayandK. You can also like us on Facebook. Keep updated with all the latest Tay and Kay thoughts. And if you want, you can check out the whole library of Tay and Kay podcasts at knowitallwithtayandkay.com. Also, remember to subscribe to us on iTunes. Just look up Know It All with Tay and Kay. Share this information with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your bosses, anyone you can find, really, who's willing to give us a listen. If you're standing in line, you could just, you know, put it on speaker mode and listen to our incredibly informative podcast loudly for all to hear. Also, finally, we are able to open up the Tay and Kay Platinum subscribers to the digital realm. That's right, we have a Patreon account. If you want to keep the vast amounts of incredible information that we have coming, simply look us up on Patreon. We'll have a link on the website. And you can donate, you know, either an excessive, such as $1 million a month, or a mere $100 a month if you are a true pauper, but, you know, still a fan, to the cause of producing more reliable, highly regarded information. You know, anything helps. Stay smart, stay sassy. You know how it goes.